You're tuned to 89.3 Huntsville Public Radio, and this is the Sundial Writers' Corner. I'm Dory Nutt, one of the program's producers, along with Brett Tannehill. Today, we are proud to present Monita Soni, who enjoys drinking tea and describes the wonderful tradition of cutting chai.
It's fall weather. Time to sit on porch swings with families, dogs, cats, talking parrots, goldfish, and just enjoy the colorful foliage. The pandemic has actually brought us outdoors. People are sipping pumpkin spice lattes. If you visit me, I may treat you to a special drink from my mother's kitchen, cutting chai. What on earth is cutting chai? Well, let me tell you. If you're a fan of iced tea but are not afraid to try hot tea, chai tea, you might want to learn about cutting chai. Tea time was very sacred at our home. Water boiled in a whistling kettle and was transferred with leaves into a Dresden China tea kettle, kept warm with a hand-embroidered tea cozy and served with a plate of assorted cookies, a must on every tea tray. When we moved to Mumbai, we adopted the tradition of cutting chai. At the crack of dawn, my mother would boil 1 cup of water in a saucepan and 1/2 teaspoon of grated fresh ginger and stir in 2 crushed pods of fragrant cardamom. Once the water started bubbling and boiling, she would add 1 heaped teaspoon of Darjeeling tea. Slowly, she would pour 1/2 cup of creamy milk and let it mingle. She would bring the chai to a boil for a whole minute, let it swell up to the brim, but not overflow. Then, at a predetermined, magical moment, just lower the heat. She chanted Vedic hymns and let the scriptures simmer in with the gently plumped tea leaves, swishing and swirling the pink aromatic liquid ever so gently, with love and care. The first cup of chai was always important. It was life-enhancing. It was her only cup of tea. As she made tea, the tea leaves whispered back to her, told her stories of the lush tea estates in Himalayan foothills and bewitching Nilgiri mountains. When I visit Bombay, I make chai sometimes, or I enter when the chai is being poured into terracotta tapris or tiny glasses suitable for cutting chai. This term is very common among Mumbaikers. They cut their chai. I often wondered how they did it. Did they cut the tea leaves with a special instrument? Or was the flamboyant stream of chai cut while being poured ever so delicately into a cup? But that's not the case. Chai is liquid, and liquid can't be cut. Rule of physics. It's common Indian courtesy to offer guests and clients chai when they come to your home or place of business. It's also considered rude to refuse chai. So it's a double whammy. Cutting chai was invented by merchants in Mumbai who became over-caffeinated by drinking several cups of tea during the day. So they came up with a system of cutting the tea by half. They divided the tea and only had 1/2 cup, offered the other to a friend. But since then, it's become fashionable to order cutting chai. You can get it at fancy cafes or tea stalls. It's like a small espresso cup and gives you a quick pick-me-up in a few sips at 1/2 the price. So it serves the purpose and also does not cut into your budget or cut into your stomach. Another fun fact about Mumbai is that people are always on the go. They have to travel long distances, change buses, trains, so they don't have time to linger. I think it's very good that the tradition has become adopted by one and all. You can order cutting chai, and they proudly serve it in traditional glasses. They are very cute. You can even order them on Amazon. If you come to my house, I may offer you cutting chai in the cutting chai glass. But it might be better if you just came to my hometown with me. I'm planning to go this December, keeping my fingers crossed that I'll be able to cut my chai with my sweet mom and share some of her favorite cookies.
Sundial writer Manita Soni feels that swapping anecdotes between India and Alabama helps to build a bridge between the cultures. Manita reported that her mother, referenced lovingly in this essay, passed away peacefully shortly after Monita's arrival to Bombay for a visit earlier this month. Our thoughts and prayers are with Monita and her family during this time. You can hear this and other Sundial Writers' works online. Just click on the Sundial Writers' Corner tab of the WLRH.org website. You can hear the Sundial Writers' Corner every Monday morning at 9 right here on 89.3 WLRH in Huntsville.